This is Mona Lisa Baseball.
Ken Burns Baseball. I watch it once a year, and that is all thanks to A1. And when you watched it this time, was there anything different in how you feel about today's game? Because I always find something in that documentary that reminds me that the game has evolved. And so it reminds me not to bitch so much and just kind of like find the good, like the game is still in there somewhere and it's on us to keep that going. That's how I view what you're up to. But I'm curious for your viewing this year in 2025. Tell me about your experience and how does it change how you feel about the state of the game now?
I think the first part that's the most surprising to me is I've probably got 5 full viewings of it, inning 1 through 10. And each time I see it, I think this is the best thing I've ever seen. It's a 10 out of 10 every single time I watch it. Me and my wife do it once a year. It does change tiny bits. Like you notice little micro things, but all the interviews that I like the most are still just as good. Second, third, fourth, fifth time around. I don't think anything's changed in terms of how I look at this season. It's just further proof how great the game of baseball is. And when like Mario Cuomo is talking about there's no clock in baseball, like all those things, just I'm just soaking up everything they're saying about it because they're so enthusiastic about the sport. And when I saw it this year, I'm thinking, not one person talking about baseball. If they were asked the question, do you think they should change some of the rules in baseball? I don't think one would have even entertained it. Every single one of them would have been like, what are you kidding? No, that's the only thing you can't do. Everybody would have said it. And that was 92, 93, 94. So in 30 years, it's gone from that. Baseball had never been more popular. But get this, it came out right before the strike happened. So when it was just at its peak of glory, wow, we never could have believed it could get this good. Strike comes. And then you're just drowned in the worst feelings towards baseball in your whole life, confronting the thought of, wow, there really isn't going to be a World Series this year. And so a lot can change in 30 years. The thing I was most afraid of, the thing I wanted to protect against, is happening in spades. And what's so crazy about it is from my perspective, I'm going, yes, absolutely, that's what happened. But 99% of people that I'm hearing are down with it. So I have to fight the resist to wonder if I'm crazy or not because I've run the math. I've run the numbers. I know the equation's correct. And the thing is, basically the commissioner is getting crowned.
He's crowning himself.
But a lot of people are crowning him at the same time because when the Dodgers and Yankees met in the World Series, everyone's saying, see, the changes worked. And it had nothing to do with any of the changes. It's just that's how the playoffs shook out. Guess what? The way it's set up now, the best team in the American League and the best team in the National League are not going to play in the World Series. That's going to be most years. So
it used to.
Just because the two happened to come together and then had some unbelievably exciting games, everyone is saying, see, it worked. And it doesn't work like that. It's too slow of a process. I'll just keep saying, go 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years in advance. Come back to me. Tell me how you're feeling about baseball. And if it's getting closer to indifferent, well, that's what we knew was going to happen.
Isn't it ironic that they're complaining that the two best teams don't make it into the World Series at the same time they're expanding the playoffs?
Yeah, get the slaps. Get lefty and righty for that one.
Yeah.
I guess when I watched it this year about the DH introduction, it was all money driven by the owners, all the things that we know, and it was just really hard to hear. But the game survived for a long time, and that was the game I knew, with one league being DH and one league not. Why was that so much easier to accept than what the changes are now?
Because if you had your team and it was National League, didn't matter. Like, I don't care what the Yankees are doing.
Right.
Like Cardinals, Giants.
Yeah, fuck the Yankees.
It just doesn't mean anything.
The AL.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch any AL games.
I heard somebody say on the news today, like, oh, during interleague play, I'm like, what? interleague play, we have a balanced schedule. They play all the teams the same.
No such thing anymore.
It only matters for the playoffs. And like, why do we even have these leagues? I've said it before.
I'm with you on that one. And the point that you said, if you want the Dodgers and the Yankees to be in the playoffs.
Yes. Every year.
As the best teams, then please win the fucking pennant.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah. And they did, and it worked.
Yeah.
No, they didn't win the pennant. They won the...
But that's not why they're there. Yeah.
They won the play-in tournament. They won the tournament. I'm saying...
Yeah, will work every once in a while.
If you want it to be that way, and you want the two best teams statistically to be in the World Series, then quit f***ing around and just do it right.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I know. We all know it. Dogs know it. A1 talked about in season one.
A2 and A4, do you have anything on the Ken Burns thing? Any feelings or thoughts? Do you care enough about it? What's your take on it?
I need to watch it again. I watched it once. I don't know, like when it came out. So it's been a real long time.
Right.
I've never gone and rewatched the whole thing through. So I should probably give that to myself as a birthday gift this year.
Yeah, I hope you do. I hope you do.
This is a documentary made in 1994. So are the episodes divided in, they go in innings?
An inning is a disc, roughly. So it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours per inning.
Wow.
And it's the
very cool
history. They go back as far as they can. Great pictures, great interviews.
Yeah. Side note, that Shelby Foote guy, he's the southerner that has the molasses out of his mouth.
I know about Shelby.
Dude gets a ton of love in the Civil War doc, too, in case you need it. That guy's got tons of stories. Great storyteller.
Great voice.
This one I've been thinking about a lot. I wanted to spend a little time on it, and I have a couple questions embedded in it. Expansion of baseball. There was a great rendering, I guess, of what a stadium would look like in Portland.
Portland.
And it got me thinking... Big time, and I want to ask, would expansion ignite you to be excited about baseball?
Mm. Yeah, it gets me a little excited, man. And we're talking about hardball here, not baseball. Just to
correct,
sure.
Yes, yeah, hardball.
So yeah, blow it up, man. More the better. Let's go.
A2?
Well, I don't live in Portland or Nashville, but if I did, I'd probably be stoked.
Do you think it's healthy for the game to add more teams?
Honestly, I don't have a big problem with it, especially if it gets us to a nice round number. Maybe that's my own.
You got your own OCD about it?
We should have a nice round number. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Is it OCD? Probably.
That's okay. This is a safe space.
I can imagine an alternate reality where I moved to Portland for a job. And if I was in Portland right now, I'd be like, give us a team, give us a team. And I'd probably be so stoked about it. Like, so stoked about it. The Seattle Mariners are a total, like, disappointment team. They're like the A's. Except worse, but better at the same time. Let me explain. They'll spend just enough to like win just enough to give their fans hope, but never go over the top when they have it all going for them. Like right now, they have the best pitching staff probably in all of baseball, but they didn't really get any bats during the offseason. And the fans are just like, why are you doing this to me? Like, let's build a dynasty. Let's do what the Giants did. Whatever. Look, okay. I'm getting carried away here. But if I lived in Portland and I didn't like the Mariners for those reasons, then I would be stoked to get a new team, have fresh hope for a new ownership group, and just be totally unjaded about baseball again. I would be the best. And in Nashville, too.
A1, same question. Healthy for the game to add teams?
My view, it's not, just because, I mean, sure, if you live in a town and you get a team, that's cool. But it just dilutes the talent.
Interesting.
All the new teams that I've experienced, starting with Rockies, Marlins, I wouldn't mind dumping all those teams. If they got rid of all of them, went back to 26 teams, I would have absolutely no problem. And remember that there was a 16-team league that worked amazing for 50 years. So to me, more isn't better. It's just like, you know, how many jobs is lost right there if they cut it down to 26? But just like making the league that much stronger, to me, it seems pretty cool.
That's interesting take. I have to retort with the idea of dilution of talent. I would say that progressively players are getting better because they don't have to have an off-season job. Mm. Their job is to be in shape and play baseball 365 or 66.
Hardball.
Hardball, sorry.
Their job's to play hardball. Yeah.
And I'd have to respectfully disagree with maybe adding a team would dilute the talent, because there is a lot of talent out there.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's a different world. These players are
okay,
essentially robots for an entire year,
right,
to be good at this game.
Think about this, man. So six teams, 25 guys. So you're losing about 100, 150 excellent ball players. But think how good they are, but they're the weakest link. You lost your job. You're not good enough to make this club.
I hear you in that it makes the game stronger. I get that. The mathematically speaking, if
okay.
you lose teams and you're trimming the fat of guys that are still really good, but just a little bit not good yeah. enough,
yeah.
yes, that game is going to be extremely good and fun to watch. I hear you on that. Now, I remember 93 and was it 98 or 99? I can't remember. But I was jacked when there was new teams. I wasn't a fan of Colorado or Florida, and I didn't understand it. Looking back on it, I can see the caveats of like, you know, hey, Walt Weiss got another look, or, you know, they held on. Charlie Huff, I think, was like 80 yeah. throwing yeah. fucking yeah. changeups. Like, all right, that's cool. Right on. And but as a kid, I was like, new life.
New hats.
Mm-hmm. And it was an easy way to like expand the breadth of the league, which now is hardball. But if it was baseball, that would be exciting.
It was baseball back then.
Yeah. Were you excited that like you?
He hates the expansion teams.
They don't have good ballparks.
I saw an A1 game against the Rockies. I think Rod Beck yeah. was hucking 98 and we got to get right behind
right.
ballpark at the stick, which is a very fond memory of mine. But
yeah.
A1, are you saying if they built better ballparks, then you'd be a little more on board with the idea?
Maybe- okay. First of all, it's very unfair. I haven't been to any of them. So
fair.
But
so you haven't been to Arizona, you haven't been to Tampa Bay, you haven't been to Miami, and you also haven't been to Colorado.
That's correct.
Right.
None of them.
Neither have I.
And the Diamondback Stadium is awful. Awful. Can't stand it. Marlins
is worse.
Okay, but the Rays probably had the stupidest, most boring stadium in the entire league, which is really saying something.
Well, dude, their whole stadium is gone. It was destroyed in a tornado.
I think that's true.
Rockies, I've heard it's nice and I've heard it's cool, but why would you not make bigger dimensions when you're playing at 5,000 feet?
That doesn't make any sense.
It's idiotic.
You guys know why.
It should be 450 to center.
Come on, let's all say it together.
It should be 450 to center.
They wanted more home runs.
450.
Why would that not be exciting? Watching Kenny Lofton roam that outfield? Are you kidding me?
Imagine the clout you would have if you were the big cat or Dante Bichette, and you hit a 452 bomb to center, and no one else hits a home run there but you did. That would be rad.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't want to pitch there, though.
I can't stress enough how bad Arizona's ballpark is.
Mm. What's your deal? Why do you hate Arizona? What's going on in Arizona?
They just close the roof every game, pump the AC. There's nothing exciting about it. I like that there's a pool. I would dive in it if I was there.
Okay.
That's it.
What if they had like a legit fake river rafting experience behind out there in the outfield?
A lazy river?
What would that do for you?
I'd probably do that too.
Lazy river around the stadium?
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then you like catch a home run just like McCovey Dave?
On the lazy river? That's a day right there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay.
Brought your mitt. This one might hit me.
A1, when you say the dilution of talent, you kind of got me thinking it's like there's ball players, right? I think the game is trending less and less. We're seeing less and less ball players.
Totally.
These are specialists, right?
Oh, yeah.
They can do one, two things maybe, and that's the
designated slapper.
What our rosters are looking like.
Yeah.
Matt Chapman, that dude's a ball player, dude. Mm. And like, that's why I still will root for the Giants. I'll see some good players and I can really respect that. But man, they're turning into specialists, man. Like you said, oh, no, this guy's a, he's a highly sought out infielder.
Juan Soto cannot play defense.
Exactly.
Juan Soto.
So I'm trending towards changing my words from player to specialist.
Oh, I like that.
In this hardball era.
Yeah.
The last piece on the expansion is that I think it's coming. I mean, whether we like it or not, obviously. Yeah,
I think so too.
That's going to happen. And good for those markets. If they're baseball towns, if that even matters anymore.
We're going to find out.
But the rumor that I had read recently was that the NFL has been kicking around the idea of putting a division or at least two teams in Europe.
Yeah.
If that's real and we are following suit and baseball thinks it's trying to be basketball or trying to be football,
mm-hmm.
does this game become global? And is that a bad idea? Have a 300-game season and then
you have a team in Japan and Korea?
Yeah.
Well, how do these guys sleep? They got to play like this odd times.
It'll be like,
I don't know,
the minors. You go there for a week and you play.
Like, it doesn't work with the baseball schedule.
If
no, we should put a team in Mexico, but they won't because those guys don't have enough money to pay for the popcorn.
Sure.
We've been over this. This is actually really fucked up why they won't put a team in Mexico. It's really super fucked up.
My perspective is health of the game, that preservation piece of like, it doesn't feel like the right thing to do, but if they expand and then globally is an option, is that a good idea? I'm curious.
I would say expansion is good to a certain extent. A4 would say blow it up. I don't care. Nuke it. And A1 is like, please eliminate the expansion teams from before 1992.
No, all I said was I'd be fine with that if they got eliminated.
Fair enough.
Let me put a bow on this. I think if there's enough people in a market that'll go and fill a stadium and they want a baseball team, who am I to say like they can't have a baseball team, right?
Right.
Well, right. Check it. Here's where it's going. They're going to change the name of the World Series and it's now called October Madness. You got 64 teams. Let's do this.
Oh, man.
Just a ton of play-in games. Love it.
Hey. Yeah. Each team gets 64 specialists, man.
Yeah.
No.
October Madness. Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Your roster is expanded.
Speaking of the roster, you guys know that in 2022, they enacted the rule that said you could only have 13 pitchers on your roster.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
So me and A1 just clowned on this because if you've ever listened to the show, you know that we have an opinion on what a baseball player it is. And calling a guy a pitcher only is just kind of like, it's so offensive that
specialist.
And we said as a result of this, there would be just chaos. Well, here's the chaos. We've got a guy named Michael Relenzo. He is a pitcher. He's like a Madison Bumgarner type, okay? Without some of the attitude. He's got his own attitude. Let's just put it that way. But he can handle the bat.
So he's not as rad?
I mean, he doesn't blow snot rockets.
God, that guy was cool.
And he's not winning World Series yet, but he might if him and his agent can get two teams to line up with this fucked up strategy as a result of this fucked up new rule. So the idea is like, hey, bad team that has a very low chance of making the playoffs. We want you to sign this guy. He's a decent pitcher and he's got a decent bat. Sign him and then let him have 20 ABs. He needs 20 ABs and then he will be officially designated a two-way player. This is now in the rule book.
Okay.
In the rule book.
And as a two-way player,
you're trying to say baseball player.
Baseball player. Yes.
He can be signed to another team,
which is higher value,
and then just pitch.
This is where the rules are coming back to get him. Like, first off, the roster should be no adherence. Like, if there's a long road trip, the manager and the GM work together to pull guys up. Like, if there's a long road trip, so sometimes you sacrifice a guy on the bench, knowing that you're like, dude, we got the Tatas coming into town. We need a bunch of bullpen guys. This is where it's impeding on the strategy of the game, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
Warranted.
It's a loophole.
Found a loophole.
Yeah, they found the loophole. Exactly.
So he's going to have a stipulation.
Well, look, does this mean we're going to see more pitchers hit? This is going to mean we might see more pitchers hit, right?
Through the back door. And it's like, you guys, we had it figured out from the beginning.
Yeah, like you didn't need a rule.
Exactly.
Just stop with the DH. This is all gone insane. Yeah.
Play real baseball.
That's the silliness.
Just do it. Just do it. Just go back.
They're going to designate all these guys as two-way players. It's just the dumbest thing. It's so stupid.
Okay, so
it's just so stupid. It's just like you have to explain this to your girlfriend when you're watching a baseball game now. It's like, f*** this shit, man.
Okay, so first off, let's back up a second here. This guy's good enough to hit in the majors. And
That's right.
Yeah, he hit three homers in a row once.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he has some highlights.
Are you serious?
But he's not necessarily good enough. Yeah. He's like, he's got some power. He's got a nice swing.
Guy bombs.
But he's like a 220 hitter or whatever.
Where is he?
He's free agent.
He can get you an extra roster spot because he can qualify better than anyone else could.
It gets you another pitcher in the late season, and he's good enough to be like better than your worst guy.
Which is valuable. It's
wasn't he an all-star 1 year or something? Like
maybe.
He's the only other guy besides Shohei Ohtani who could be designated a two-way player.
And there's rules for that, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's rules for that. Shohei is the only official two-way player in the league.
That's crazy. Good for him.
Well, hold on. I got a big sushi bet on this one coming up.
Nice. Sushi dinner? Oh, love it.
Will Shohei pitch five?
You guys know about the bet?
Five or more games in 2025. I believe that's it.
That was not the bet.
What is it?
10.
10? Okay.
10 starts.
So on the 10th start, who's buying sushi dinner?
He is.
Nice. That's a fun evening.
Yeah. Mm. I got under. He will not start 10 games this year.
I was so confident last year, and now I'm not. Wow.
Regular season only, right?
I just fucking crystal balled the shit out of that.
Yeah.
You can see it coming a mile away.
Huh. I mean.
But we'll see. We'll see. That's why it's a bet.
I mean, you're being real, and I was being hopeful.
that could be true.
On purpose.
You were pretty adamant. You're like, nope, no. You're wrong. That's not happening. He's coming back.
Well, yeah, it makes for good radio, man.
Hey, I hope you're right. That's the thing. But I will happily buy that sushi dinner.
I think you're going to win this bet, though, for real. I do.
Well, I do love sushi. That's the good news.
Yeah.
That works out well for you.
It does.
Right.
And
that's why I love the bet.
Check this out, you guys. Shohei Ohtani is going to be in Fortnite.
Oh, I heard that.
So Fortnite is just immensely more popular than Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Right.
That hurts. That hurts to hear.
Ugh. Yeah, take that one. Ouch.
Makes sense.
It's just a fact.
Just brought out the designated slapper late in the game, did you, A2?
For optics, yeah.
Doesn't take up a roster spot. Everyone's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You get two challenges a game.
You can have a two-way slapper, but you are allowed to have a lefty and a righty. But you can do a two-way.
Sure. And the ambi slapper.
And that's in the rule book. Yep.
Yeah, how about that ambidextrous pitcher that's...
That's what I wanted to talk about.
He looks really finessed on both sides. That's pretty impressive.
Like, yeah, flawless.
He's money on both sides.
Not only is this really cool, but I think this is the future of like athletics and sports. I think we're going to see a lot more ambi guys as the years go on. I think the players are just getting more skilled at everything that they do. They're evolving. I'm still waiting for that bomb tennis player who switches rackets and instead of going backhand, just has a killer lefty forehand.
Two forehands only?
Doing forehands all the time if they want to, you know, just no big deal. I'll just switch the hand. Boom. I think that's coming. And seeing this guy, I don't know his name.
Gerangelo Sinja.
Oh, what a name.
Two J's.
His name's as crazy as his
Yeah. Dude, in Scrabble, talent. You crush it. You get a ton of points with that.
I see it in disc golf. There's guys throwing left and right, and it's to their advantage. And this one kid who's local, he is crushing it being ambi. And it's really cool seeing him win tournaments right now. And he's a really young 22-year-old kid, but...
Okay. A4, top of your head. Anyone, a basketball player that is ambi?
Mm. A lot of basketball players are ambi. I think it kind of just starts with making the other foot and finishing with the
offhand. Yeah, but I don't ever see guys
shoot lefty.
Shooting.
But shooting a free throw, I only see one guy. Like, unless you're what's the dude that did the grandma? Rick Barry?
Right.
Yeah, Rick Barry.
Yeah, that's Rick Barry. But what I think we're talking about is something more advanced. And I've seen one player, Kawhi Leonard, take a left-handed shot because he was fading to the left on the baseline and it was to his advantage to shoot it with his left hand because the blocker could have hit it if he was shooting with his right hand. I think I've seen LeBron do something, but it was not really like he was kind of play time, kind of like garbage time. This Kawhi Leonard move was the only thing that I've seen where it was like legit. He shot it with his left hand. Like, and he just ran back like, I do that, you know, like sometimes. That was cool. There's room for more of that, and I think that's just going to happen more and more and more. These kids are just getting way too talented.
Do you think they can pitch and hit at the same game, maybe?
Do I think they can be ball players? I mean, we've already proven they can be ball players. Of course they can, man. I'd love to see more ball players.
The next evolution of baseball, the two-way player.
Like, those are my favorite kind of players, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever talked about that before, but definitely, like, switch hitting is fucking impressive. Like,
indeed.
Have you guys ever tried to not hit your dominant side? Like, I'm awful. Terrible. And I fancy myself a baseball guy.
On Ken Burns, the narrator says, Mickey Mantle was known to be able to hit the ball as far as anyone, right and left-handed. And they show him do a knock of each way. And Sam looks at me and she goes, that is unbelievable. And I'd totally taken the switch hitter for granted just growing up in baseball. It's like, yeah, some people are switch hitters. But that kind of caught her out of nowhere. And it reminded me how sick that is. You're like, you know, I could hit as far as that the other way.
And the switch pitcher is more rare even.
Yeah.
Okay, so I may lose my bet to A1 about Shohei pitching. I don't know. We're going to find out. But we did have another bet between the four of us about Abu Dhabi League.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah.
Yes.
And I would love to tell you guys and our audience that there's a winner of this bet. But the problem is they kind of just hit cancel on the whole season.
No.
Yeah, and just kind of had an all-star game.
Wait, do you guys remember your teams? I kind of forget which one I was.
I think I know, but I'm not.
I'm pretty confident I was the Monarchs.
That's who I thought I was.
A1, I believe you were the Wolves.
Yeah.
Bitch ass Wolves, dude.
Yeah, that sounds
such a stupid team name, dude. The Wolves.
I would have done Cobras.
I think I was the sweet one. Which one was I, dude?
The Cobras, right? There was a Cobras out there?
That's what I thought.
Cobras is cool.
My thought was the Monarchs was like, you know, being a king or whatever versus the Butterfly. Both are riff.
That's okay.
A2, you're saying you were
Falcons.
Yeah.
Okay, so they canceled the season. They just had a all-star game. They're adding a new team from India.
To the league that didn't exist. Right on. Good idea. Just expand.
Yeah, they're adding a new team. Next year, they're going to have 5 teams. They've promised they're going to have a full season.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
And we got the name, right? Mm.
Renegades.
Yeah, the new team doesn't have a name yet. So,
whoa.
Make me wait.
If they don't go with the Scorpions, it will be a big mistake.
Oh, Scorpions. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be.
Yeah. Tata Mashers.
Come on. Yeah. We just really like the name. It just, we heard it was cool.
Okay. You guys, Ichiro Suzuki was elected to the Hall of Fame almost.
I'm so glad you said this.
Unanimously.
So awesome.
And I just want to take a second to say that he's one of the coolest baseball players that I ever saw play in my day.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Much love for Ichiro for sure. Put his first name on the back of his jersey. That baller, dude.
It's like a Japanese thing, I think. He like...
Even so, I know he got shit for that. And they were like... No, I think it was in Ken Burns.
Oh, yeah.
Pinella is his coach. He's like... Under his breath, is like, does this guy ever pull the ball? And Ichiro heard it, and he went up and fucking turned on one and hit a bomb.
Yes.
And comes back into the dugout and is like, is that good enough? It's so good.
Yes. Well, the guy did slap a lot of singles, and he made it look really effortless.
Him and Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn, they painted 5.5 on the field. They were so blatant about it. He's going to hit it right here. And then he did, and people were like just loving it. All you have to do is move your shortstop over a hair and he'd be out, probably.
That's illegal now.
That's out. Yeah, no, that's illegal.
The guy gets a free base now.
My apologies. I forgot that it's illegal to put your baseball player anywhere you want on the field of play.
Toes on the dirt.
I noticed your heels were touching grass. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
He gets first base now.
That'll cost your team a base. Nice move.
Yeah. Tell that to your pitcher in the dugout.
That's a technical.
Get teed up.
Team up.
Nice. I wouldn't hate that. People just getting teed up on the baseball field. That'd be funny.
All we have is ejections. There's no yellow card in baseball.
Yeah.
Yellow card.
The fact that Ichiro wasn't unanimous is pretty stupid.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear more about that.
I'm going to defer to A2. One guy didn't do it.
One guy, right?
Who cares?
Yeah.
A1, back to you.
Yeah. I reported on that Willie Mays got denied by 25 riders. So there you go.
The part that makes it noteworthy is that Mariano Rivera is now the only one who's unanimous. And it's not to say that he didn't deserve it, but now that that's a option, like who else deserves it? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You should have just fucking made it 99 then. How dare you? And now...
Okay, people who have the vote, they can only vote for so many. So somebody out there was like, I know Ichiro's going to get in. It doesn't matter what I vote.
That's an angle. So it wasn't like to be vindictive.
But I think this other guy might have a chance. It's his last year of eligibility. And
yeah, that's fair.
They don't have a list of yes or no. Is Ichiro a Hall of Famer? And this guy's like, no, didn't work like that.
Right. I didn't think of it that way of, hey, he's a surefire. I'm not going to give him a vote because maybe he did hook up somebody that was on their last year of eligibility. I didn't think of it that way. But now you're the dipshit who didn't vote for Ichiro.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Maybe Ichiro slept with his wife. We don't know what happened, okay?
That's good.
Whoa. You never know.
For a sushi dinner?
Yeah. He's like, that guy. You never know, guys. Okay. So, yeah, the Abu Dhabi League last year was kind of a bust. None of us won the bet.
I'm okay with that. What did we try to win?
What was at stake?
Yeah.
I think we had like a dollar on it.
I ain't paying.
Okay, so you guys know we've all been seeing Will Clark on the internet. He's everywhere. He's talking about everything. And
a little too much.
I haven't heard anything.
I've heard very little, so I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Okay, so Will Clark's been talking a lot online. He has his own YouTube channel. He's not afraid to talk about the past. He's not afraid to talk about the Giants. And he's not afraid to talk about why he left the Giants.
All right.
And it seemed to me like when you and I, A1, were talking about this, Will Clark had forgotten a few details about the deal that brought him away from the Bay and into Tetas.
So here's the way I remember it. I was 13 or 14, spent my formative baseball years growing up with Will Clark. Huge fan. And the 93 season was the first year with Bonds. Bonds had a humongous season. And in the beginning of that year, Bonds was hitting fifth and Clark was hitting third. And it stayed that way for a while until eventually it just didn't make sense anymore. And so Clark kind of got bumped down in the lineup a little bit. And I don't think he liked that. There was kind of this thing going on. Are the Giants going to sign Will Clark or Robbie Thompson? Because Robbie Thompson had a great year as their second baseman. And so they gave Robbie a pretty big contract. And then they kind of lowballed Will. 3 years, 15 mil. And he opted to go for what I believe was 5 years, 30 mil. So an extra mil a year and a longer contract. But he left the Giants and he never played for him again.
He's the reason why I love baseball so much for so many reasons. Like being left-handed and like emulating that swing on the wiffle ball field. A lot of love for Will Clark watching old school baseball. And you're looking at the middle of a lineup with a Bonds, Williams, Clark combo. You're going, I want this for as many years as I can get it. So to hear a story of somebody letting ego get in the way makes it difficult to be a fan of that move. It just depends on how you heard the narrative, right? Like I didn't hear that narrative until later. Yeah. I didn't remember that he had been offered a contract and he spurned it to do a big fuck you. Like I'm worth more. And he had some good years in Texas and and St. Louis. And, but man,
Orioles.
I remember it being like they're choosing JT Snow over Will Clark, and I was just devastated going, what the fuck just happened? That's how I remember it. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before. Like when you're facing Nolan Ryan, you have to think you're better than everybody on the planet, including Nolan Ryan. When you're not in the batter's box and you're talking to a 13-year or 14-year-old kid, there's a different type of decorum that you need to have as a professional, as an ambassador of the game. I don't think he was very good at turning those off. That's what I'm learning. Do I still think he has one of the sweetest lefty swings in baseball? Fucking A. And will I always remember the line drive up the middle off Mitch Williams and the granny off Maddox? Like, for sure. Great memories.
That's when he was arguably the best player in baseball, which is pretty amazing.
Right.
I wanted to watch Bonds, Williams, and Clark in the lineup together going, we're going to win so many games and everyone else can get fucked. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be really fun for me. And it didn't play out that way.
Yeah, A4, Will Clark.
You should have paid him more. Why didn't we pay him more?
Tatas offered him $2 million more.
But like you said, longer term deal.
I think the Giants blew it. They probably should have just invested more in Will Clark, you know?
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Perhaps there was an ego involved. He didn't like hitting fifth. It's like, well, you're not Barry Bonds, dude. Like,
right.
We had the equivalent almost of a Willie Mays McCovey situation happening.
Yeah.
And instead of going,
Cepeda,
we're a team, let's make this happen, there was some shit going on behind the... And to Clark's credit, Bonds is historically known of not being a very good teammate. So maybe there was some other shit there.
Oh, good call. That's a great point.
Who knows? I mean, we've seen it on video of him getting on everyone else's ass. And Jeff Kent was having a hell of a year. And maybe he didn't like that either. Like, there's a lot of things going on. So
That was stupid. I said, I left, you know, San Francisco. And I said, the Texas Rangers were in the playoffs in 2 years. I said, how long did it take you to get back in the playoffs? He goes, 9. And I go, that's what would have happened if you'd have fucking kept me. If you'd have kept me, we'd have been in playoffs every fucking year.
Dang. Brutal.
He's saying they got rid of him.
I've researched this.
I don't think they got rid of him. I think,
and I think you're right.
I think he didn't sign.
Well, he wanted more money.
Yeah.
End of story.
But he didn't say that once.
No, he's like, oh, they chose Mark Portugal right over me.
They wouldn't pay me. Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted 17.
I know. I wonder what that price would have been.
And he was probably worth it, too. So
yeah,
hell yeah.
Why didn't Sabian pay him?
Yeah.
And in modern hardball, you would have put Barry Bonds would have batted first.
Right.
And he would have batted second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Setting a new table.
Yeah. More reps.
I hear he was hurt, right? Like he goes, well, how long did it take you to get to the playoffs? Like 9 years. Like that's obvious that he's hurt that they didn't bring him back.
Yeah.
He made the playoffs in the American League.
Hmm.
The four of us have on multiple occasions talked about the All-Star game. One of the leagues that isn't baseball decided this year they should experiment with the formula. They went with a mini tournament. The league that already has a tournament in the regular season was like, hey, guys, you know what we should do for the All-Star game? We should make it a tournament. And I believe it was the lowest rated All-Star weekend in the NBA for several decades.
Sounds like they had it coming.
I'll say they swung and missed.
Yeah, keep putting a tournament in the tournament.
So what ended up happening as a result of that tournament, the young guys ended up winning round one, like the young and inexperienced and like the, not like your All-Stars veterans that you'd be expecting to see, like LeBron James. First off, LeBron James got admitted to the All-Star game, yet he pulled himself out. He decided he wasn't going to play because of injury, which was kind of messed up because he could have just given that spot to like next up.
Hey, A4, can you take a step back and explain to us what they did with the tournament?
Because there's like the European team, I think, and then like the vets where you had like Steph and
old guy team,
the old guys, the young guys. And then the fourth team was the team that won the four team tournament in the Rising Stars game the day before.
Oh, what? Oh, they were G Leaguers.
No, these are all these other rising. There's a Rising Star game on Friday where there's like all the super young All Stars.
Okay. So they're rookies.
Super young, like rookies and sophomore game, basically. Okay. Right. So there was a four team tournament on that the day before, and they took that winning team, and that winning team got to be on the Sunday tournament, right?
Okay.
But that younger, the rookie sophomore team that advanced to the Sunday tournament, they made it to the final round. So the final product, NBA's product on NBA All-Star Sunday was these young rookie sophomores that no one really knew about it versus Steph Curry and his team, you know, which was—
Who won?
Steph Curry's team, right?
Okay.
And Steph Curry ended up getting, you know, NBA All-Star MVP for the second time in his career. But where they swung and missed is like America doesn't want to be seeing these rookies, sophomores. They want to be seeing the stars.
For the main event.
You know, the Antetokounmpos, and they wanted to see the Paul Georges. And dude, and they didn't get that. So swing and miss.
So they experimented with the All-Star format and it didn't work.
Well, you can't knock the event because it seems like the criticism I hear a lot more or more prevalent than that angle is they don't play hard at all. So it's a meaningless thing to watch. No one's trying to win.
That was supposed to be the whole point of it, is to get these young kids who actually give a damn, and they end up doing well because that's the other criticism. It's like, why are these All-Stars, you know, legit players losing to these rookie sophomores? They need to be showing more effort.
Right, because they're not trying to get hurt.
It's a showcase.
Their knees are worth billions.
Right, but it was becoming more of an unattractive product.
Oh.
So that's why they even brought this into place, and their plan worked. They didn't think it would, but it did. I don't think they were expecting that.
Well, they didn't get good ratings, so they're probably not going to do it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
All that being said, it's still basketball, and it's still the same basketball.
We can draw comparisons because we all know that Rob is, while he's sitting around thinking about the Golden Bat Rule and talking about it on morning show, he's thinking about, oh, how can we jazz up the All-Star weekend, you guys? Like, the red carpet didn't do it. Let's try something new. Let's get a tournament in the tournament. Like, you know they're going to try it, man. If it worked in the NBA, they would have done it. So we're going to talk about
it. If they want to do a real legit red carpet, it should go from dugout to home plate. So when you're walking up to bat, you can be like taking your curtain calls, be escorted out by the queen or something, you know.
Yeah, WWE, you know, have your entry.
Armbands, whatnot. Yeah.
I can fix all the ratings with one idea.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
All walk-up songs now are performed by a live band that sits right behind the dugout.
Okay.
That wouldn't get me to the park.
Well, what if the band changes every night? Like, what if it's Smash Mouth? That doesn't do anything for you? Just crickets for Smash Mouth.
Maybe in New Orleans.
I'm seeing Smash Mouth. Where are they playing? Giants Ballpark.
I was watching the baseball game, but Smash Mouth played. That's the thing. Like, that just is a microcosm of our universe that we have to deal with, is that you need to have all this stimulation at the same time, and baseball doesn't fit that mold.
Yeah, they're really bad at that.
The only way that you're going to get new fans is if the hat's derogatory, there's a band playing.
Right.
All simultaneous with the game, and the game's always in the ninth inning. And then you're good to go. And hey, what a great time that was for an hour.
It's cheap thrills.
Right on.
We know where this is going.
Here's the chaos.
Can you pull that up?
Shout out them for sure, man. Yeah, good people.
A1, back to you.
I was as big a fan of baseball as anyone I know, and I still am, and I get that through old books. That's the only way I get it. I'm totally charmed by it. I could go the whole season and not see a pitch and be as excited about the sport of baseball as I've ever been. And I've been able, through this project, it's basically been 4 or 5 years of consistent research, and I'm not anywhere close to tired of it.